my utmost for his highest. November the 10th. Fellowship in the Gospel. Fellow labourers in the Gospel of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 2. After sanctification, it is difficult to state what your aim in life is, because God has taken you up into his purpose by the Holy Ghost. He is using you now for his purposes throughout the world, as he used his Son for the purposes of our salvation. If you seek great things for yourself, God has called me for this and that, you are putting a barrier to God's use of you. As long as you have a personal interest in your own character, or any set ambition, you cannot get through into identification with God's interests. You can only get there by losing forever any idea of yourself, and by letting God take you right out into his purpose for the world. And because your goings are of the Lord, you can never understand your ways. I have to learn that the aim in life is God's, not mine. God is using me from his great personal standpoint, and all he asks of me is that I trust him and never say, "Oh Lord, this gives me such heartache." And to talk in that way makes me a clog. When I stop telling God what I want, he can catch me up for what he wants without let or hindrance. He can crumple me up or exalt me. He can do anything he chooses. He simply asks me to have implicit faith in himself and in his goodness. Self-pity is of the devil. If I go off on that line, I cannot be used by God for his purpose in the world. I have a world within the world in which I live, and God will never be able to get me outside of it, because I am afraid of being frostbitten.